To the March 20th, 2018, Sussex County Council meeting. First thing is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lawson?
Good morning, Mr. President and members of council. I do have one recommended change to today's agenda. We can strike introduction of proposed zoning ordinances. I do not believe we have any.
Okay. Entertained a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Wilson. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Burton.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. We have the minutes of March 13th. Any corrections or questions?
All good.
Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore?
I have none, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Public comments, Mr. Guy? Thank you, sir. Paul Rieger.
Good morning. Paul Rieger, 18171 Deer Forest Road, Georgetown. Discussing it, keep discussing it, Board of Adjustments. With the board members on that board, number one, planning and zoning starts at 6 o'clock. Don't seem to have too many problems starting at that time and not getting exhausted. It seems like the Board of Adjustments starting at 7 o'clock, by 9 o'clock they're ready to go home. They're exhausted. Well, when you're watching that meeting, it never fails. Let's go take a 10 to 15 minute break in between that meeting. It seems like the only board that does that continuously. Whether it's to go to the bathroom, cigarette break, whatever it is, it seems to come up. But if you watched the hearing last night and you watch it and everything, one, they can't use the restroom before the meeting. They should get up one at a time, not stop the proceedings for just to say, okay, one's got to go. Now we're going to go take a pee break or a cigarette break. Should not be approved by the county to run that board that way. If you watch the last 45 minutes of it during the public comment section. Now, well, I watch people come in here and say different stuff and drag on their comments for 10, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. And you sit there, you all have thick skin, don't seem to get as rude with the people back or discussion back. Do it the courtesy way the board should do it. If you watch that meeting during one of the commentators last night, now with her doing whatever paper she was doing in facts, and you watched her temperament, it was just totally disrespected to the public as a whole commentating. They should have a lot more thicker skin, a lot more respect for the residents that are coming in to speak, whether they agree, disagree with the opinion. Realistically, watch the meetings, watch the break. If they're incapable of sitting through a 2.5-3 hour meeting without taking a 15-20 minute break, maybe it is time for different members or something else, or give them depends. I don't know. But it is ridiculous to watch that Board of Adjustment every meeting that they have and just watch for the county of this size and magnitude to watch how unprofessional it is, how much of a, if you go through it, watch it, the disrespect. And with it, it's just something that has got to be rectified, should be looked at very thoroughly. If you can get an outside source to look at it, it's just incomprehensible what goes on with the respect back to the residents.
Thank you, sir. Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. In the minutes, last week you had a hearing, and in minutes it shows that you had 5 yeas. No, you did not. You didn't even come close to having 5 yeas. You had 2 yeas, and you had 3 In favor. In favor of what? Well, what is a favor? A favor can be most anything. Why don't you follow the law and do what the law says? It says you're supposed to answer yea or nay, not yea or favor.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Two items of business today, starting with the wastewater agreement, number 808. Information was contained in your packet regarding Sussex County project number 81-04, Maritima, otherwise known as Red Clover Walk, Cedar Grove, Coastal Cove, Phase 1, will be in the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. Construction admin inspection costs of $60,816.45 and proposed construction costs of $405,443. I have a motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 808, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction, administration, and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Red Clover Walk, LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Maritima, otherwise known as Red Clover Walk, Cedar Grove, and Coastal Cove, Phase 1, located in the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I mean, yes, motion carried. Next, Mr. Lawson.
Thank you. County Administrator's Report for March 20th, 2018. Next, Sussex County Council Comprehensive Land Use Plan Workshop will be held on Wednesday, March 21st at 9:30 a.m. in Council Chambers. A copy of the agenda is attached. Item 2, per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, Silverwoods Phase 2, Lewis Crossing Phase 7, received substantial completion effective March 9th and March 15th, respectively. Item 3, a reminder, County Council offices will be closed on Friday, March 30th, to observe the Good Friday holiday. In addition, Council will not meet Tuesday, March 27th, or Tuesday, April 3rd. The next regularly scheduled Council meeting will be held on April 10th at 10 a.m. Item 4, the County would like to welcome and introduce Mr. Lester Schaefer as our new County Chief Constable. Les worked for the Georgetown Police Department for 15 years and the Laurel Department for 6 years. Additionally, he has worked for Milford and Dewey Police Departments as a part-time police officer. Les brings with him 22 years of experience in law enforcement and will be a great asset to the county's team. He lives in Georgetown with his wife Jennifer and their two children. I'd like to welcome Les Schaefer to the County Council. Mr. Schaefer's here with us today. I'd like to introduce him to you all because this is such a public-facing office and you have interaction with the Constable's office quite a bit. I thought it would be a nice gesture to bring him in today.
Thank you, and good luck.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Look forward to working with you.
Congrats.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Hans Medlars, County Engineer.
Good morning, Mr. President. Good morning, Council. We have two items before you today. The first one being the maintenance, the Eastern Sussex County maintenance bid. We had a bid out for six different items, five base bid items, one alternate bid item. They surrounded mostly the business park and coastal airport. Items one through three were mowing items, bulk mowing, fine mowing, roadside mowing, etc. And ditch bank mowing. The item number four is the clearing at the new business park, the one on Park Avenue. You may recall that the remaining lease areas are not cleared and they have to be re-cleared. They've been cleared like 12 years ago, but there's significant overgrowth. We also own a lot in Heron Creek. You had previously authorized to purchase. This needs to be maintained until we can complete our pump stations and resell the property. And last not least is the ditch dipping, which is a ongoing issue. And we had previously done this on a sort of an ad hoc basis as blockages appeared. And we want to do it a little bit more proactively to try to clear them and have them better flowing for the future. And the reason why this is a problem, because the old drainage system, the terracotta clay pipe drainage system in the airfield, is back from the 30s. There's a number of leaking joints and some actually cracks in the pipe. And as you can imagine, that brings sediment with it. So as we make the improvements in the airfield lining and or replacement, we will have less sediment. So hopefully by the time this five-year contract expires, that we would have no further reason to dip out the ditches. So, and it's on a cubic yard basis, so it's really, we can authorize as much or as little as we want.
Sure.
So what we did right now, we based it on the last year's cubic yardage, which we took out. We know we're going to get this year, especially if we have a couple more nor'easters. You can almost see the silt build up in these ditches.
Sure.
So the base bids 1 through 3, we only had one fully compliant bid and one other bid which has, in my opinion, had minor informalities, but we chose, because of the large amount and the lack of competitiveness, to recommend to the council to...
Okay, Sam.
Got me. Good for you.
To recommend a...
You're keeping score. Sam's 1-0 right now.
To recommend rejecting and re-advertising.
Okay.
As well as awarding the other three, that being base bid 4 and 5, as well as alternate bid 1, which were very competitive, and we are in need to do so. Any questions from the council?
Any questions? You have motions?
We do have a motion. Okay. Let me see how this works. And it covers everything unless you want to take it separately.
No, that's fine. You got one motion, we'll do one motion.
Maybe for the clarification and for the record, the bid clearly identified that you could bid on one or all of the bid items. So that's why in one of them, we only had one bidder, essentially, and the others we had 4. And we also, for the record, really reached out. We had 30 emails go out. We had a good number of participation on the pre-bid, but in the end, we had limited bids. Mm-hmm. Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the 2018 Sussex County Delaware Coastal Airport / Business Park and Property Site Maintenance RFP to reject base bids 1, 2, and 3 and award base bid 4 to EGOF Forest Harvesting Inc. for their low bid of $62,600. Base bid 5 to JCOR Enterprises LLC for their low bid of $4,650, and alternate bid 1 to JCOR Enterprises LLC for their low bid of $180,000. For the clarification, these are 5-year numbers, and they'll only be awarded for the subsequent year upon performance, but these are 5-year dollar numbers. Okay.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I'm yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
The second item on agenda today is the agreement for wastewater services with the Lewis Board of Public Works as amended. Now, the reason this came up, and this is, I'd like to call this a real win-win. You know, we had a agreement with the Lewis Board of Public Works to send wastewater to Lewis for treatment and disposal. We are flowing to Lewis, and we have taken full advantage of our agreement. We also have a separate biosolids agreement with the Lewis Board of Public Works that is separate from this wastewater agreement. You had executed previously an assistance agreement which allowed us to actually construct the improvements in conjunction with the board on Gills Neck Road. So that sort of tees it up as the background. Fast forward to this month or last month, the Lewis Board received 2 requests on Old Orchard Road to serve 2 parcels, which are in the service territory of the board, as agreed between the county and the board, I want to say over 10 years ago, so the service territories are established. However, these 2 parcels can connect to the county system by gravity versus having a long and complicated pump route to the board if they were to build it with their infrastructure only. So it made sense to look at the agreement and create a 2-way. Right now it's a 1-way agreement. We're sending them flow, they're sending us nothing, we're paying for it. So, so the paragraphs of the agreements were amended to allow a reciprocal flow. So now they can flow to us, we can flow to them. The net amount is to be paid we will always be the bigger user, so we will have a net amount to pay. Why it is advantageous to us? Because these were unmetered flows, so we are going to reconcile them based on equivalent dwelling units. And you know equivalent dwelling units are, by sheer definition, a peak number. So they overestimate the actual average contribution, but we get the full credit. So in essence, if we connect 100 equivalent dwelling units, we get the peak credit, but we are going to send average flow to Lewis. Sure. What Lewis gains out of this is, that's why I call it a win-win, they have to build less infrastructure, maintain less infrastructure, locate less infrastructure. So they were willing to do this. So several paragraphs changed, reciprocal nature, and the agreement as amended is before you.
We do have a motion.
And,
let's get a motion. Okay.
And last not least, the board, because in this case we are the permissive party, so we have to consider it first. The board consider this tomorrow.
You have a motion? We'll do a motion and we have
Okay. If you don't mind. Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that council approve the amended agreement for wastewater services with the Lewis Board of Public Works as presented.
Pleasure, your council.
Make a motion.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Burton. Questions, Mr. Burton?
So this is for a total agreement with Lewis, or just for this Old Orchard additional EDUs?
It is for all. So okay. Let's say they were a third property on New Road where the county happens to have another gravity collection system. There's two or three properties on New Road. If they were ever to be developed, it would make sense to put them into the county system and exercise this agreement. That's why the number of connection points is not limited. It just says connection points.
Okay, so it's a agreement that it can transcend no matter where you go.
Around the entire boundary between the two service territories, it can be exercised any which way we feel.
Okay.
Thank you. In the best interest of both parties.
Any more questions?
That's good.
Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
I'm sorry.
Mr. Arlett, you take the vote?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I will have motion carried.
Thank you, Mr. President. Sir.
Thank you. Well, let's see. We're not quite at 10:30. Why don't we move Ms. Jennings to grant requests? We'll get those done and then we'll be back at 10:30 for the public hearing.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. President. I have four grants for your consideration. The first one is Lower Baltimore Elementary Schools requesting $1,000 to send their robotics club team to the World Championship in Kentucky. There have been no past grants to the school for this group. However, there was a similar grant in 2017 to the Selbyville Middle School, $4,000. Mr. Cole placed this on the agenda.
Oh, wait.
Robotics club competition.
Lord Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Oh, yeah, okay.
How much?
$1,000.
Okay. Did somebody want to help with that?
I'll do 500. We're in District 5.
Yeah, we're in the Indian River School District, so we will...
Motion
for
second, Mr. Arlett.
For $500 from each of our councilmatic.
And I'll second it.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Arlett, to grant $1,000 Lord Baltimore School for expenses associated with robotics club competition.
Yep.
Being $500 Mr. Cole's councilmatic account and $500 Mr. Arlett's councilmatic account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Cole.
Yeah, this is quite an accomplishment for these kids to make it to the World Championship.
Motion carried.
And the next one is Georgetown Elementary Schools requesting $1,500 to send their robotics team to the World Championship in Kentucky. There have been no past grants to the school for this group. Mr. Wilson placed on the agenda.
Okay. Sir.
I'm willing to give $500.
Okay. Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second.
Second.
Mr. Burton. To grant $500 to Georgetown Elementary School for expenses associated with robotics clubs competition. Mr. Wilson's council bank account.
Of course, now if George wants to go along and give $500.
We just got tapped out. Yeah.
I think Georgetown's going to try to replace the county council with robots. You do know that, don't you?
Questions on the motion. Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Should we defer to get clarification on Mr. Cole's
comment
there?
Okay.
Perhaps not. All right. On that note, we will say yes.
Mr. Burton. I will say yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I will, yes, motion carried. Next, Ms. Jennings.
Next one.
Start with replacing Sam first.
The Lutheran Church of Our Savior is requesting $1,500 for the English as our second language program. The classes provided are offered 2 days a week at four skill levels. This program is housed at the church educational building, but there are no religious components. The teachers are volunteers, mostly retired professionals from the community. Funds from this grant will be used for operational expenses of the program, such as office supplies and educational materials. There have been no past grants to this organization. Mr. Cole placed on the agenda.
Yeah, I'll give him $500 to help with that program.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second.
Up to the volunteers.
Mr. Burton, to grant $500 to Lutheran Church of Our Savior for English as a second language program. Mr. Cole's council bank account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, the last one, Delaware Ducks Unlimited is requesting support for their annual Green Wing event. The main purpose of the event is to educate youth on outdoor activities and conservation. Last grant received was $1,000 from the countywide youth account.
Pleasure, council.
Is this a countywide?
Yes.
Thing?
Yes. It's a countywide youth grant.
Right.
We've been doing that for 4 or 5 years, I think.
Yes.
And how much?
$1,000.
So it's a
going station.
200.
No, it's from the council match. Okay, from the youth grant. So
okay. If it's for the kids, yes. Okay. I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second.
I'll second.
Mr. Arlette, to grant $1,000 to Delaware Ducks Limited for the Green Wing Conservation Festival held at Owen Station. Questions on a motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Well, we got about a few minutes to go.
Yeah. Walk out, we're going to get.
No, we're not going to do that.
We're going to be calling on the carpet for that.
We have to get just a couple minutes. Oh, okay, it's hardly time. How about?
There's no sense in jumping on the old business because we can get through that.
Council member comments.
Sure, we can do that.
See if anybody. Rob, you like to talk.
Council member comments. Anybody have any council member comments?
Could you kill a couple minutes for us?
I've learned from the best there, George. What can I say, right?
No.
After 32 years on this council, we have learned a lot from you.
That's
for
a
sure.
Talking man.
Actually, I would like just to bring up about the Board of Adjustment
right.
Comments that we've heard earlier
okay.
Today. I mean, so should how do we address that, or do we address that as they are a separate body? I would. How do we address that? Or do we, is the question that I would have.
I would say a couple of things. First thing, the start time for the Board of Adjustments, that is a different start time than Planning Zoning Commission in the evening. They start a half an hour later, an hour later. And that has been suggested that they start earlier. But I would say the makeup of the board, they are, some of them are farmers and small business owners, and they feel the need to finish their work for the day and then make it to the Board of Adjustment meeting at that time frame. We've asked, because the meeting is staffed with county attorney and county staff, we've asked to push that meeting up, but that request at this point has not been adjusted. The time has not been adjusted. On the second point relating to
Before we move off that, I mean, is that something that if it's being recommended from you or somebody and to do so, do we have the authority to ensure that they do that? I guess is the question that I would have.
I guess it wasn't recommended. It was suggested. Perhaps a new start time would be beneficial for these reasons. Not to forget the public that's coming out and waiting until that time frame to start the meeting. It was only a suggestion, and if we need to have a meeting and discuss the start time, we could do that. Probably want to look at an appropriate time when that would all take place.
P&Z starts what time?
Six.
So you're talking an hour and a half difference.
No, seven.
Hour.
Six
hour.
To seven, right?
7 o'clock.
Six versus seven.
You're right, seven.
As far as the decorum of the board, I'm not privy to that and their actions. I have listened to several of their meetings, either in person or via the website, because of matters that take place that the county administrator should be aware of. I've not witnessed myself any decorum issues. Certainly, if there were issues, we would address them if need be. And I guess last, I would say, you know, these are appointed officials, but in essence, they are volunteers. I know they do get compensated a little bit for their meetings, but those meetings some nights go well past midnight for certain topics. They do meet every other week or twice a month. I'm not sure how you go about deciding who gets appointed and who you select to appoint for those positions. I'm not sure if you have a lot of people lining up for these positions. I don't know that. And I make those comments to say we try to handle these issues very gingerly to make sure that we don't dissuade anyone from signing up or re-signing up to participate in either the commission or the board appointed positions.
I think one of the things is we got to feel that they are qualified. And there are people that lived here in this county for a long time so they can know what's going on.
Any more questions, Rob? Any more council member comments? Council member comments. Okay, well, this clock here says we're good to go, so